All eyes were on the Czech Constitutional Court on Tuesday, where a verdict was expected on whether the European Union's Lisbon Treaty is in line with the Czech Constitution. If the court had rejected Lisbon, it could well have thrown the EU into disarray. The opposite verdict would have paved the way for the Czech Parliament to vote on ratification. As it happened, the ruling has been postponed until Wednesday. Ian Willoughby was following events at the Constitutional Court on Tuesday and joins me now in the studio. So, Ian, first question, what went on this morning in Brno?
Well, the session began at the court at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. A number of senior Czech political figures were in attendance, including a representative of the Senate. And you may remember that it was the Senate, the upper house of the Czech Parliament, that sent the whole matter to the court earlier this year, because the Senate in those days ruled, or rather dominated by the right-of-centre Civic Democrats. They were concerned about the loss of the Czech Republic's veto in Brussels and also about the Charter of Fundamental Rights. But I think it's fair to say that the most high-profile participant in Tuesday's court session was, without any doubt, the Czech president, Václav Klaus, who listeners will know is a fierce opponent of Lisbon and also of further integration in Europe, rather, in general.
Okay, and I hear that Mr. Klaus gave a speech. What exactly did he say in his address?
Well, he said that if Lisbon is approved, it could reduce the sovereignty of the Czech Republic. He described the Lisbon Treaty as being at variance with the spirit of the Czech Constitution and also what he called its material core. And he said if Lisbon comes into effect, Czechs will be bound to it for many generations. It isn't the question of only for today. But he didn't get to speak for as long as he evidently had hoped, and he said it was depressing that the session was so short. It began at 9, it was adjourned before 12 even, and I think the president was hoping for more of a lively debate.
As you've already said, the session of the Constitutional Court has been adjourned until Wednesday. Can we expect a verdict then?
Well, all the indications are that we can expect a verdict on Wednesday, and that ruling, of course, will determine what happens next if the court finds that the Lisbon Treaty isn't in line with the Czech Constitution. That would be a major blow to the European Union, and it would mean two states have rejected it, along with Ireland, who voted no, of course, in June. But on the other hand, if it finds that it is in line with the Czech Constitution, we can expect a vote in the Czech Parliament either in the first quarter of next year, that's what the Prime Minister has promised, or even by the end of this year, others have said that's possible. And if there is a vote, it's likely to be in favour of ratification. But one other aspect is that even if there is a vote, and even if it is passed in Parliament, the President, Mr. Klaus, is saying he won't sign it unless Ireland ratifies Lisbon as well. So the whole process could end in a kind of limbo, in that it would be approved by Parliament but not signed by President Klaus.
All right, Ian Willoughby, thank you very much. And tune into Radio Prague for all of the developments on that story.